In Rome today, 20,000 mourners attended the state funeral for Nicola Calipari, the Italian intelligence officer killed at a U.S. checkpoint in Iraq on Friday. Calipari's car came under fire as he drove to the airport with recently freed journalist Giuliana Zagare. Alyssa Rubin, the Los Angeles Times bureau chief stationed in Baghdad, was on that road just a few hours before the shooting, and she joins us now from Iraq. Nice of you to be with us.
Thank you.
What's that like, the drive from Baghdad to the airport?
Well, it's a very ordinary-looking road. It's a road that now has been clear-cut in places because the U.S. troops trying to protect themselves and other passersby from insurgents have taken out a lot of the palm trees that were there. But it's a road where something bad happens, if not every day, then certainly most days of the week. It's a very, there are a lot of attacks. Many of them are targeted at U.S. convoys and personal, the private security companies that do personal protection and drive quite obvious SUVs, at least some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a road where those are constant targets, and anyone driving near them can become a target, not necessarily intentionally, but just because of the proximity.
The situation on Friday when this incident occurred, are these how common are these checkpoints? How many of them are there?
Well, what my understanding is that it's not entirely clear to me whether the car was shot at from a checkpoint or from a passing patrol. They were probably approaching the main outward perimeter checkpoint, the airport. If indeed it is that one, which is what my understanding is, there's only one of them. But there are a lot of sort of rings as you approach the actual checkpoint itself. There are places where there are private security and Iraqi guards checking, and then ultimately there are American soldiers. And there are many patrols and many other U.S. military on the road because it leads into the large base that's at the Baghdad International Airport that the military uses, many contractors use. It's a really huge encampment.
Considering everything that's happened on that road, I assume you drive that road pretty quickly, and if you are, you're going to be approaching the checkpoint pretty quickly.
Well, I think, you know, a really important factor in this very tragic event was that it happened at night, and I think, you know, unless you know the road extremely well, and I don't think necessarily the people driving and people there would have known it that well, you would not necessarily know exactly where to expect the checkpoint to begin. I mean, for instance, we use drivers who drive that route over and over, sometimes as much as two or three times a week when we have reporters coming in and out. It helps a great deal to know exactly where the checkpoints are, and they keep moving, sort of the outer perimeter of them as they've tried to make it a more secure area. So you would be driving fast, but you, in the dark, you might not see it approaching. And similarly, the Americans, military who are on the road, seeing a car driving fast at a time of night when there probably wouldn't be any, it'd be very unlikely that you'd see civilian cars on that road, would probably tend to be suspicious first and ask questions later. And in this case, it seems that they didn't find any way to slow the car and take a look at who was inside. That's the way it appears from a distance. We'll know more when the investigation is complete.
And that investigation will be examined very carefully, of course, here in Washington, where it's going to be conducted, Baghdad, and in Rome as well, where there's great concern over the death of this intelligence.
Yes, absolutely.
Alyssa Rubin, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Alyssa Rubin is Los Angeles Times bureau chief in Baghdad and joined us by phone from there.